What is cancer? What are the stages and what are some of the causes? Should I participate in research? This series is here to answer those questions and provide you with some insight into the future of cancer treatment. Welcome to Finding Hope. Cancer Screening is the Future, presented by OHSU, Knight Cancer Institute. Kicking off the discussion in this first episode, I'm joined by Flavio, Nima, and Kim. I'm so very grateful for the time that all of our guests took out of their busy schedules to participate in this podcast series. And I really do hope that the information in this series impacts you in a way that removes the stigma around cancer, its diagnosis, and treatment options. We're going to open with Dr. Flavio Rocha telling us a little bit about himself and then giving us a baseline understanding of what cancer is and how it works. Thanks for joining us today, Flavio. I'm always interested in finding out what brings people to this work. So try to include that in your origin story as you talk to our listeners about basically a little bit about who you are.
Oh, I'd love to. Again, thank you for having me here, Ambush. So I was kind of raised abroad. I was born in Brazil, grew up in Rio, and then moved to Italy for a little while. My mother was a diplomat with the Brazilian Foreign Service.
Okay.
And then was raised then in Chicago before going to medical school and training. And, you know, my parents were both history majors, not really related to medicine, but I always found the calling, you know, to do this, to take care of folks. And surgery was what drew me, was the sort of the medium to do that. And I thought, boy, what is the impact it is to be able to tell somebody that I can remove their tumor and take their cancer out? That's what really drives me.
Okay. That's a very heavy undertaking.
Yes.
So we are having a conversation today specifically around cancer and cancer research. For anyone that may be, you know, dealing with any misconceptions around what exactly is on the table when we're talking about cancer, could you break that down?
Yeah. So I think, you know, cancer has that connotation, right? The C word.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll see, as soon as you mention the word, folks have that glassy look behind their eyes and they don't hear anything else you have to say.
Yeah.
So I try to, you know, I never want to mislead anyone. I want to be able to get to what I need to convey, but I want to kind of tell a story and say, hey, listen, tell me how you're feeling. What brought this about? How can I make you feel better?
Yeah.
And then we can go into the nitty gritty details. You know, cancer, unfortunately, is something that we've lived with for a long time.
Mm.
It's not a new disease, and we've been better at recognizing it, recognizing the symptoms, but it's still with us, and it's still, unfortunately, you know, taking a toll on our populations, particularly some of the disadvantaged populations that I know I've been in touch with.
Cancer, depending on the type of cancer, presents differently, attacks different cells in the body. So when this is happening, like when cancer starts developing, like, what are the different stages?
That's a good point. Yeah. So let's back up a little bit and say, what is cancer?
Right.
So cancer is just abnormal multiplication of cells. And so any tissue in your body can, at some point, acquire a mutation, start dividing. And when it divides out of control and spreads to other places, it becomes a cancer. And so typically, for example, in the cancers that I deal with, which are mainly in the gastrointestinal tract, so for the stomach, the colon, the liver, and the pancreas, they arise in the lining of the colon or the small bowel. And so what they do is that they then, once they start multiplying, they then invade into the bloodstream, and then they can be carried to different spots. And they'll get carried typically to the liver or the lungs.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, so then at that point, you have to think, how can I treat this cancer? Well, it may be that surgery may not be the answer at first. It may be that we need a drug that's going to be given through your vein that'll circulate everywhere in your body and treat it.
And now, Dr. Nima Nabavizada is going to hop in real quick to explain the different stages of cancer.
Stage one being a cancer that's just in a single spot.
Okay.
Stage two in a couple spots. Stage three, where it's spread to, like, the lymph nodes in the area. And stage four is where it's spread throughout the body. So depending on the stage and the type of cancer, the treatments can kind of vary based on all those factors.
Thanks for joining the conversation, Nima. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks, DJ Ambush. My name is Nima Nabavizadeh. I'm a physician and a radiation oncologist at Oregon Health and Science University, the Knight Cancer Institute. Radiation oncologist is an oncologist, which is a cancer doctor that specifically treats cancers with radiation therapy. Somewhere around two-thirds of cancer patients receive radiation therapy, and it's a real gratifying occupation to be in. Mm. You know, going through med school, the cancer patients that I interacted with were by far the most humble, the most grateful, and the most, you know, honestly, in a way, emotionally energetic to be with. It truly was a momentous experience being involved in somebody's life as they're going through a cancer therapy and kind of being there for them and their family. So, you know, working with the cancer patients in medical school is really what gravitated me towards oncology. Leading up to that, I'm originally from Oklahoma.
Okay.
And my parents immigrated from Iran separately to Oklahoma and actually met in Oklahoma.
Interesting.
In the late 70s. They came here before the Iranian Revolution and were under this kind of agreement where they would come to the States to study and then go back to Iran and work. But in 1979, the Iranian Revolution happened and, you know, it was better for them to stay in the States. And they basically created a life in Norman, Oklahoma, in a small college town there. And that's where I was raised and went to school. And eventually made my way out to Portland after medical school for my specialty training. And I've been here in Portland since 2012 and can't imagine living anywhere else right now.
We'll hear more from Nima later in the series. And now, back to Flavio as he expounds on the stages of cancer.
Yeah, typically in the earliest stages of stage one, when it's localized. When it gets to stage four, that's when it's spread to a distant site. Now, there may be stages in between, like stages two and three, mm-hmm. where they might be just a little bit bigger, or they may involve things like lymph nodes. And people always ask, what are lymph nodes? Mm-hmm. Well, lymph nodes are little glands that carry lymph, which is a fluid that is taken up by your body. And you have lymph nodes everywhere. You have them under your arm and your groin and your neck, and every organ has lymph nodes around them. And so they're sort of the intermediary stage. So they're not quite in a distant spot, but they've already left the origin. So they're somewhere in between.
Next, we have Dr. Kimmel Heblom discussing some of the causes of cancer, after which we're going to learn a little bit about what brought him to this work. Now, you said that smoking causes 80 to 85% of lung cancer cases. What's responsible for that other 15 and 20% of lung cancer?
The genetics.
Okay.
Genetics, other environmental habits.
Okay.
You know, even with respect to prostate cancer and lung cancer, there are genetic differences in the aggressiveness of these cancers, and some of them may be hereditary.
Okay.
Things that can occur. So our family histories. There's a lot of mutations in certain proteins and in lung cells in general that just kind of lead to this uncontrolled cell death that we don't have any incidental ways of predicting for.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of now maybe some of these early testing methods that are being brought out and at OHS, just maybe look for those. But outside of those other 15%, we're looking at genetics, family history, other environmental exposures as well. So my name is Kim Oheblum. I'm a first generation Nigerian American, i.e. the last name.
Pause. Stop there.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know you were Nigerian. This is getting so good.
Okay.
This is getting so good. I am also half Nigerian.
Hey. Nice.
What?
Oh, man. This is great. Okay, we got to run it back. I apologize for interrupting.
Oh, we family.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. First generation Nigerian American.
Right.
I was born in Alabama. And from the age of, at the age of 10, I moved to Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Raised by my mom and my dad. Graduated high school there and then moved to Tampa to go to the University of South Florida for undergrad. And while I was in the University of South Florida in undergrad, and it was around my sophomore year or so, where I saw an opportunity within the institution saying, you know, 2-year paid internship cancer research for underrepresented minorities. And all I saw on the flyer was 2-year paid internship.
Hello.
And hello. I'm like, I can cure cancer, no problem. I got it. You know?
I love that.
And so
that's very Nigerian of you.
Very much so.
It is. I can
do it.
I can cure it though. Like,
and so, you know, I applied. I was fortunate enough. I got in.
Yeah.
I was in this laboratory where I was looking at basically how the immune system impacts cancer.
Okay.
And I fell in love with more of the immunology as opposed to the cancer-related research while interviewing for programs to continue residency across the country. I really fell in love with OHSU.
Mm.
I had never been west of Alabama. I didn't know anyone here.
Yeah.
But my advisor there was like, you know, I think that's the best place for you.
Man.
So it's a pleasure to be here, you know, to be an Oregonian and to be in Portland and to be here in the company of you.
Likewise. And we'll be keeping company in our upcoming episode on cancer screening. Flavio explains the importance of individualized treatment because no case is the same.
But your cancer is going to have your genetic footprint on it, meaning your colon cancer might be different than somebody else's colon cancer because it's got your DNA in it. And I think this is where we really begun to kind of scratch the surface and realize that not all cancer therapy should be for everybody. We really need to think about
blanket approach.
Exactly. Think about individualizing treatments, particularly as we move from standard things like chemotherapy, which are drugs, to targeted therapies, which are directed towards a specific gene or a mutation.
Could you talk about the relationship between therapy and research?
Yeah. So I think what happens at most cancer institutes like ours is that we have the basic science arm and then we have the clinical research side. And the idea is our researchers are always looking for new targets and new pathways and new mechanisms that we can try to treat cancer. And so they typically will find a new drug that can target a certain pathway. And then we take it then from the lab to the clinical research side where we can actually then test that drug, typically on patients. We do animal studies first, then we typically do it on patients to see if there's a benefit. And then if there is, then that drug then becomes approved
right
for everybody.
Okay. Communities of color, and I'm sure, you know, other communities too, always, you know, we hear research, you know. But this thing isn't tested, you're researching. I don't want to be a guinea pig.
Right.
You know, there's that fear. And then also culturally and historically, you know, communities of color have experienced being guinea pigs.
That is correct. Know? And I think that's a very unfortunate and very sad history that we have in medical research. You know, we think of the Tuskegee series of experiments, particularly, which were obviously atrocious. And it's unfortunate because I think it does have these downstream consequences then of folks being a little apprehensive or nervous about participating in research studies.
This is a pretty loaded topic, and I'm glad we'll be discussing it further as we talk more about hesitancy in the series. Dr. Rocha closes out the episode with some amazing information about immunotherapy.
As far as what's exciting, as far as research now, I tell you, the most exciting thing I see in our field right now is called immunotherapy. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's basically treating cancer by stimulating your own immune system. So now, instead of getting a drug that just kills cancer, what the immunotherapy drugs do is that they actually turn on your immune system for your own body to attack the cancer.
Interesting.
And so this has been revolutionary because the side effects are not as pronounced. They're not risk-free.
Okay.
But it's also you're not having to take any new drugs. You're just using your own immune system. So what's going to happen is we have to test your tissue to see if it exhibits a certain type of mutation.
Okay.
And so there's a syndrome called Lynch syndrome, where you have it's called microsatellite instability. And so the tumors have so many mutations, they're so abnormal that your body will attack it if stimulated. And so there's a particular type of colon cancer where that occurs. And so we've almost now shifted from treating those cancers with surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy to just stimulating your immune system.
Mm.
And so we're just having the first cohort of patients that have had these cancers treated purely with their immune system and nothing else.
Mm.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that is amazing. It's great news. At the very least, that is great news. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Finding Hope. Cancer Screening is the Future, available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Presented by OHSU Knight Cancer Institute. For more information on the OHSU Knight Cancer Institute, visit www.ohsu.edu/Knight-Cancer-Institute. And for more details on the Pathfinder 2 study, including eligibility requirements, visit www.ohsu.edu/Pathfinder-study.